Scripture, we always greet three or four people around us in the name of the Lord. Would you do that right quick? Speak to three or four. I wouldn't want anybody to come here tonight and not be grateful. I know. Thanks and praise tonight for the joy in this place. We are excited to be together. Thank you, Father, for these who have worked for many weeks now putting this program together. And I pray that they've received a special blessing from it. And I pray, God, you'll transfer that blessing to us tonight. Thank you for these who, this orchestra, many of them new to our church, but we're so grateful that they've been able to come and be a part. So tonight, Father, I pray that you'll just do something special. Just stir on the inside of each of us the real spirit of Christmas, a spirit of joy and hope and peace for this world. God, hear our prayer now. Be glorified and be lifted up. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Even though this is a worship time tonight, we want you to feel free to smile and to clap and do whatever the Lord leads you to. We're going to have fun. We've got some slow music, some fast music, some very different sounding stuff. We were here to please the Lord, and we hope that you will enjoy this time of worship together. Now, tonight, heaven touches earth.
It is a silent night. It is soon to be a holy night.
As countless generations before them, shepherds in a field near the ancient city of Bethlehem gaze into the starlit evening sky, observing God's masterpiece of design and beauty.
The heavens have been a source of fascination and speculation throughout human history. Our concept of heaven, the dwelling place of the Lord, seems to be inextricably woven into our sense of awe and wonder at the universe he created. What we do know is there exists a great chasm between the timeless glories of heaven and the temporal reality of earth. Tonight, all that changes.
Tonight, the miraculous will become commonplace.
Tonight, God will reveal the immeasurable initiative of his love.
Tonight, the Father's glory will be revealed as never before in the gift of his Son.
For tonight, heaven touches earth.
Sing.
galaxies and stars and suns and planets. Before light pierced the darkness, in the very beginning, the Word already existed. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him.
The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.
Tonight, the Word becomes flesh and will make His home among us. Behold His brilliant glory as heaven
tonight
touches earth.
Heaven touches earth.
People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Silence that followed were deafening.
The sacrifices continued.
The people call out to God for the coming of Messiah. The prayers of earth reach to heaven, and in the perfect timing of the Father, the prayers are answered.
Tonight, the eternal intertwines with the temporal as deity becomes among us in the form of a newborn baby.
Tonight, heaven touches earth.
Heaven
make their way straight to where the baby lay. Rich and poor and lonely bow before his side. A star has led them to this place. The word has been echoing through space. Becomes a child tonight. Shake with fright, a warmth begins to flood the hill. Fear not, peace to you, goodwill comes to us tonight.
Thank you.
The greatest choir ever gathered offers a chorus of praise that will only be matched in heaven itself.
Tonight, as heaven touches earth, listen to the angels sing.
Mary and Joseph is unique to human history. Only Mary would be called upon to bear a child as a virgin. Only Joseph would be called upon to be the earthly father of God's only son.
Why these two? It wasn't due to wealth and power. They were chosen not because they were worthy, but because they were willing. They obeyed the spectacular call in their lives and embarked on an incredible adventure of learning to constantly trust and to obey.
True Father of Love.
from the hills of Judea, three kings were observing miraculous events in the heavens.
Their education and wisdom revealed things that others may have looked at, but only these wise men could see. God's miraculous intervention was on display in the evening sky.
A star of unknown brilliance and origin was beckoning them to travel in search of the King of all kings. The journey would be long and arduous, a task at times would seem insurmountable.
But the complexity of the task was shrouded in the simplicity of the command. That call remains the same for the wise who still seek Him. Follow the light.
Wondering and wondering which way to go, crossing the desert within my soul, seeking direction, seeking what's right, listening for angel songs in the night. Where will this lead me? How can I be free? Just follow the light that shines through the darkest night. Just follow the hope that brings vision to our side. Just follow the dream that leads to the Prince of Peace. Wherever you are, look to the stars. Worthy for heaven's king. Will he receive me, this great son of man? Will he accept me just as I am? Where will this lead me? How can I be free? Just follow the light that shines. Just follow the dream.
As the natal star of the Messiah blazed in the heavens, miracles abounded on the earth.
This night of angel choirs, rejoicing shepherds, a virgin birth, and worshiping kings would never be repeated.
In the midst of the miraculous, the great mystery was unfolding. We observed who came among us, what events accompanied him. We knew the time and the place. What remains is a question that can only be answered from the very heart of God. The question, why?
The answer would be unveiled for those who chose to look beyond the manger to a hill not too far away, where the mystery of God's sacrifice would usher in a greater clarity of the magnitude of God's love.
Thank you.
knew. He was there at the very foundation of the world. He saw the universe come into being. He created the very world he was about to enter. He was not caught unaware of what he would face. He was not a pawn of destiny. He was a disciple of obedience. He was the Son of God, the heir of heaven's throne, and still he came.
The wonder of the incarnation, let us consider one of the key words in the vocabulary of God's love, and that word is initiative.
God came to us for the express purpose of making a way for us to come to Him.
Even though many do not receive him or even recognize him, he reaches to us, not only when we are at our best, but when we are at our worst.
Not because of our merit, but because of his mercy.
And not because we deserve him, but because he desires us.
Tonight, as heaven touches earth, in the loving initiative of God's plan, the word of the Father became Mary's little son, and his love still reaches all the way to where we are.
I bring